at selectquote.com.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. The Kansas City Council may spend millions of taxpayer dollars to aid the development of a private airport parking firm that would compete with the city's own parking services. This to construct two new traffic circles off of Interstate 29 to help a new development about a mile from Kansas City International Airport. And farmers in western Kansas are facing severe challenges due to an ongoing drought.
The lack of rain not only affects crops, but also poses a threat to cattle. With pastures unable to provide enough grazing land, farmers are struggling to feed their cattle.
Well, I'm 66 years old. I've never seen it this dry.
That's farmer Lonnie Ruff, who will have no carryover of silage this year and has resorted to feeding his cows with tires filled with 30 to 40 pounds a day of last year's silage. Despite the added cost, Ruff refuses to sell his cattle.
Just keep going and keep praying to the good Lord and hope that we start getting rain.
I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The state's 6 public universities recommended on Wednesday that the Kansas Board of Regents authorize tuition increases ranging from 5% to 7% in the upcoming school year to counter inflationary pressure and the limited success with requests for new funding from the legislature. Kansas State University, the University of Kansas, Emporia State University, and Pittsburgh State University each requested a 5% boost in tuition, assessed resident and non-resident undergraduate and graduate students. Wichita State University proposed a 5.9% hike for students, while Fort Hays State University opted for a 7% increase. The last system-wide surge in tuition at these state-supported universities occurred in 2019. Those pre-COVID-19 adjustments range from 1.1% to 2.8%. And Board of Regents documents show KU didn't amend tuition rates during the past 4 years. However, each of the 5 other universities implemented one tuition increase in those intervening years, ranging from 1.2% to 3.8%. Blake Flanders, the president and chief executive officer of the Board of Regents, said the 9-member board would take final action on the 2023-2024 proposals in June. The pre-semester full-time undergraduate student tuition amounts, assuming the Board of Regents approved the requested increases for the University of Kansas, would be $5,298, up $252, Kansas State University, $4,981, up $237, Wichita State University, $3,623, up $201, Pittsburgh State University, $3,064, up $146. Emporia State University, $2,770, up $131. And Fort Hays State University, $2,218, up $145. Governor Kelly announced on Thursday that she has signed and line-item vetoed aspects of House Substitute for Senate Bill 113, which is the bill containing the budget for K-12 education. The governor said the bill, with her line item vetoes, will fully fund K-12 education for the fifth consecutive year and protect funding for rural schools facing declining enrollment. The governor said appropriations in SB 113 that she line item vetoed would have changed the school finance formula that determines the amount of funding annually appropriated by the state to public schools, as the provision would have risked the state's compliance with constitutional funding requirements and could have resulted in rural schools having to cut services or close buildings. Republican leadership issued a statement on Thursday disagreeing with the governor's decision, saying they are extremely concerned that with the Kelly Toland administration's decision to line item veto policy provisions within SB 113, the administration exceeded their authority under the Kansas Constitution, which limits line item vetoes to items of appropriation. While SB 113 includes a $7.5 million increase in funding for special education, it does not include the $72 million the governor called for throughout the legislative session to fully fund special education. In addition to funding schools in accordance with the state constitution, SB 113 also improves school safety, empowers parents to be involved in their children's education, supports the teachers' workforce, invests in early childhood education and literacy, and gives students the technical skills for a modern economy. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation and its First Time Home Buyers Program is a program that helps Kansans who make 80% or less of their county's median income to make a down payment on a home. Christine Reimler with the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation said it offers 15 to 20% of the purchase price for down payment and closing costs, and this helps families that are hardworking and have good credit to get a first mortgage if they don't have their down payment. The program recently expanded its eligibility rules. Now people in the program can have a max debt-to-income ratio of 45%, up from 41%. They must pay a minimum of 15% of their principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, which is down from 20%, and be able to pay 1% of the home sale price in a down payment to the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, which is down from 2%. Reimler said they want to be a catalyst to help people get into their first home and to build that generational wealth and family memories and have a place to call home. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation helped 37 families buy homes in 2021 through the program. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation program covers the entire state outside of Wichita, Topeka, Lawrence, Kansas City, and Johnson counties, since they have their own version of it. For more information on the program, you can visit kansashousingcorp.org/homeowners/first-time-homebuyer. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Wheat farmers looking for hope and ideas for future growing seasons can visit Hayes for the next Wheat RX School on May 25th. The program will discuss the long-term research studies conducted at the K-State Agricultural Research Center and provide the opportunity to tour the various plots at the facility before ending with a noon meal. Aaron Harries, the Vice President of Research and Operations for Kansas Wheat, said the research plots at the K-State Agricultural Research Center in Hayes provide valuable information on the long-term agronomic characteristics of Kansas wheat varieties, as well as the genetics moving through the wheat breeding pipeline. And this location is perfect for growers to learn about the latest research findings for suggested management practices to economically and sustainably produce wheat in Kansas and see those research plots for themselves. The Wheat RX schools are part of a partnership between the Kansas Wheat Commission and K-State Research and Extension to disseminate the latest research recommendations for high-yielding and high-quality wheat to Kansas wheat farmers. The Hayes program includes a stacked agenda of expertise. The May 25th Wheat RX school will be held at the KSU Agricultural Research Center in Hayes from 8 a.m. to noon, and attendance at the event will be free, however registration is required. In addition to educational programs like the event in May, Wheat RX also includes a series of extension publications and other educational outreach materials that are designed to address key management areas of hard winter wheat. These publications contain recent data based on novel research funded in part by wheat farmers through the Kansas Wheat Commission's 2-cent wheat assessment. To find out more or to register for the Wheat RX events, you can visit kswheat.com/wheatrx. The Kansas Department of Transportation has begun a field survey for a proposed bridge replacement project along K-9 in Norton County. The crews are surveying the North Fork Solomon Drainage Bridge, located approximately 1.5 miles east of the K-173 junction. The activities will include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be complete in mid-July. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed, and John Summers of JEO will oversee the survey for the Kansas Department of Transportation. In a press release, the Norton County Hospital announced that at the May 17th meeting, the Norton County Hospital Board of Trustees made a motion to release Chief Executive Officer Brian Kirk from his contract effective immediately. Brian Kirk will be available remotely for 90 days to provide any information needed, and the Norton County Hospital Rehabilitation Manager, Keelan Jacobs, will serve as the interim CEO. More information about the hospital can be found on its website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/Norton County HOSP. Graveside services with military honors for James Jim Moore, 78 of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, May 26th at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. The arrangements were made by Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
KQNK Radio is looking to hire a new account executive to join our team in Norton, Kansas. We are seeking an energetic, personable, and reliable individual who is willing to grow a list of sales accounts and watch your income grow. We offer a 20% commission plus other benefits, experience preferred, but we are willing to train the right energetic individual who is willing to learn and be a part of our great staff. You can pick up an application at KQNK 17038 KQNK Road in Norton. Deer King Communications, Inc. is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The Black Sea Grain Deal extension this week allows for Ukrainian ag exports to continue. Michael Clements shares more.
The Black Sea Grain Deal was extended this week for another 2 months. Veronica Nye, American Farm Bureau Federation senior economist, says the agreement allows Ukraine to export commodities vital to global food security.
The Black Sea Grain Corridor deal is a deal between the UN, Russia, Ukraine, and Turkey. And it basically allows Ukraine to export grain via the Black Sea without interference from wartime efforts. The first grain deal was struck in July 2022. Since then, there have been multiple extensions. Over that time period, since July of last year, more than 30 million tons of ag commodities have been exported.
Nye says the heart of Russia's reluctance to continue the agreement stems from the country's issues in exporting its own food and fertilizer.
They want Western countries to remove the obstacles to the export of Russian grain and fertilizer. The West's argument is that food and fertilizers aren't subject to sanctions, but the Russians are quick to point out that there's other obstacles related to financing, logistics, transportation, and insurance of Russian exports, which have remained and have grown tougher since the invasion in February 22.
Without the agreement, Nye says food security would be an issue for some countries.
When we look at where their shipments are going, it becomes really clear that transportation costs make it so that Ukrainian products are less expensive in parts of the world that it takes a lot of time to get a crop from some other part of the world to that destination. So continuing to have shipments from Ukraine is really important from a food security standpoint on a global level.
Michael Klimitz, Washington.
Once again, the Black Sea grain deal has been extended for another 2 months. This has been a check of agriculture news headlines. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is...
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Our weekend weather looks pretty good, but first we have cold front dropping through the state, bringing rain and thunderstorms for some areas through the afternoon and into this evening. Temperatures will stay cool today, with most areas staying cloudy. The rain will be tapering off early this evening. We'll have clearing skies after midnight as high pressure moves in from the northern plains. Saturday looks sunny with slightly warmer temperatures, and the fair weather pattern will continue Sunday, but we may see a few showers or thunderstorms on our western high plains Sunday afternoon. On the map, heading into this afternoon, a cold front is over southern Kansas. Low pressure is over northern Oklahoma, and we have a lot of moist air coming in from the southern plains. That'll sustain some showers and thunderstorms for most of the southern and into the eastern counties for the rest of today. With the cloud cover, temperatures stay mostly in the 60s. We may see a few low 70s in eastern Kansas. The showers will wrap up this evening as high pressure from the northern plains moves southward and the cold front drifts further south. Saturday looks sunny for the whole state, with high pressure centering over northern Kansas. With that added sunshine, temperatures will be warming up a little bit, but still about average with mostly 70s, and the wind should be light. Then on Sunday, we still have that flow of moist air coming in from eastern New Mexico and western Texas, with a few thunderstorms possible in our western high plains. Sunny and warmer for most areas. This afternoon in the northwest counties, we'll be in the upper 60s to low 70s with low 40s overnight. Around 70 in the north central counties tonight, we're expecting low to mid 40s. Low 70s northeast and mid 40s overnight. Mid to upper 60s in the southwest counties and low to mid 40s for the overnight hours. South central will be in the low to mid 60s today with mid to upper 40s overnight. Low 70s in the southeast counties and tonight mid to upper 40s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
If I can't have you.